So, Dave, what about anti-PD-L1 antibodies?
So the two kind of leading PD-L1 agents right now are the 4736 compound and then, of course, the MPDL-32808 compound. We first heard about that a couple of years ago in a phase I setting, patients with refractory tumors. So what was published recently in Nature was kind of a broad experience of that development, bladder cancer, the phase I experience. And it's just trying to see where this drug is active. The Nature paper, Roy Herbst was first author, basically described that phase I group. So it was a mix of a lot of different kinds of patients. When we look at the lung cancer patients that went on that study, heavily pretreated patients who, when you combine them in an unselected way, the response rate was just over 20%. So, you know, that kind of fits with everything we've been seeing across the board. What's interesting in the MPDL development is so far they are seeing strong signals in patients who have so-called PD-L1 positive tumors, whether that's measured, you know, as 2+ and 3+ together or 3+. The response rates, numbers are tiny, can get upwards of 80+% in that group of patients. So we're waiting to see the results of some pivotal studies. The MPDL pivotal trials are pretty simple. The one that's going to be the most important, I think, is the OAK study. This is a randomized phase III study that is identical to the nivolumab trial. It's MPDL versus docetaxel in unselected patients. That includes adeno-in-squamous patients, whereas nivolumab was split. And then they have an interesting trial that is called the BiRCh study. So BiRCh is an interesting trial. You have to be PD-L1 to get onto it. You can be first line, you can be second line, or you can be third and beyond and actually have brain metastases. So that's three different cohorts that are being studied, all PD-L1 positive. That trial is going to be one that they file with those data.
Just a quick comment that the MPDL agent's PD-L1 assay looks at PD-L1 expression on immune cells and not on tumor cells.
Yeah, well, so actually it's both in the Nature paper, that's correct, that they looked at both. And you can see responses in PD-L1 positive tumor cells and PD-L1 positive so-called tumor infiltrating lymphocytes. It turns out that the latter group is perhaps a better predictor, at least in that paper, for response to therapy.
Corey, what do we know about nivolumab versus pembrolizumab? It kind of indirectly, they look pretty similar.
I think they all look very similar. Every single one of these agents has response rates between 15% and 25%. The response rates seem to be independent of line of treatment, which I think is one of the most important observations. At least with the PD-L1 inhibitor, there may have been somewhat higher response rates in KRAS mutants, at least in the initial reports. So the suggestion that the more refractory population, perhaps a population that smoked more, might possibly benefit from these agents. Needless to say, to my knowledge, there's been no direct head-to-head comparisons.